did. So I come to you today with somewhat of a handicap that I'm not used to. And that is, at St. Andrew's today, Bishop Rabb came and preached and celebrated the paying off of the mortgage at St. Andrew's.
Oh.
And so that was very exciting, but we had completely different readings and prayers, and I do not have anyone else's wisdom other than what we bring into this room about our readings for today. And so I do not have a fine sermon prepared for you. I do not have someone else's fine sermon for you. But I come to you with a curious heart. And I wonder what in our readings today spoke to you or stood out to you. Please just speak as you feel. Yes, ma'am.
I was really struck, and I think it was in the day-by-day readings, too, about let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds.
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the reading from the epistle, she says, what struck her was let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds.
I'm grateful that the Lord reminds us that we should encourage. I say, but encourage one another. Mm-hmm. Too often the tongue, instead of about encourage, be discouraged.
That's right. That's right. She said the thing about encouraging one another, and so often we come and we are discouraging to one another, and we need to be encouraging one another. And maybe as you heard the readings today, something struck you that was confusing or caused a question to rise in your mind. And I would love to hear what those are too.
Are you including the gospel or just the two readings?
All the readings.
I thought it was interesting on when you hear of wars and rumors of wars, do not be alarmed, they must take place. But the end is still to come.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've often thought, with the world and all the different religions, that which one's right?
Mm-hmm.
And it just makes you think.
Yes, thank you. The wars and rumors of wars is cause to think, for sure.
But it says these are the beginning of the birth pangs.
Mm-hmm.
So this passage was written 2,000 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
It's now 2,000 years later.
Yes.
We're still having wars between countries and religions. And so are we still in the birth pangs 2,000 years later? Or it's kind of stifling to think.
I agree. That is an interesting question. I also want to say that as someone who was in labor for 23 hours with my first child, it was an eternity. 2,000 years is not long enough to describe how long I was in labor.
I always find this psalm to be so encouraging.
Mm.
Just parts of it. He is at my right hand, shall not fall.
Yes. Psalm 16 is encouraging with, he is at my right hand, and I shall not fall. Verse 8.
In the path of life, show me the path of life.
Yes, the path of life.
That will bring you joy.
Mm-hmm. Anyone else? Questions or things that struck you with our reading today?
The part about the great buildings, not one stone will be left here upon another, all will be turned down. I read somewhere, I'm not sure where that was, but that it reminds us that the church is not the building.
Mm-hmm. Yes. What she said was that the first few verses in the gospel about the buildings will be torn down, there are no stone left upon one another, that the church does not consist of buildings. So I think for me, that is the good news for today. That I realize that as we, at St. Andrews, as we celebrated the payoff of the mortgage, I of course was thinking of this building. The mortgage has been paid off forever. I don't know, maybe.
Long time.
Yes. But it is not the buildings that make the church. It is the people. And in fact, that is the hope that I see in what Jesus is saying. He's saying that beware that you're holding fast to these buildings because we are the kingdom of God here on earth. And the psalm does encourage us, and the epistle does encourage us that we, not in a building, not in a certain place, or even a certain denomination, but as a people, we hold fast to Jesus, and we work together with one another, as it said in the Hebrews, provoking one another to love and good deeds. And we don't neglect to meet together, because we cannot do this on our own. And we encourage one another all the more as we see the day approaching. And as he said, the day seems like it's been approaching for a very long time. 2,000 years, Jesus said, this is but the beginning of the birth pangs. But I wonder about God's perfect timing. And how many generations and generations of people have held on to the hope that they have in Christ. And that they're only able to hold on to that hope, not just because of the love and the friendship that we have in Jesus, but because of the love and the friendship we have with one another. And that we recognize that being in this building is not what makes us the church. But as I will go through the announcements at the end of the service, we are focused out. We're focused out regardless of denomination or religion, but we recognize that we are here as a people to bring good news wherever we are. And I'm so thankful for that. I'm so thankful that wherever I go, I can find people of good faith in a small building, in a big building, encouraging one another, loving one another, and bringing the good news wherever they are. That the saints that came before us did the hard work, and we continue that work to be the saints for our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren and all who will come in this building after us. I thank God for that, and I thank God for you and your faithful service. Any final thoughts before we move on with our creed to correct any heresy I may have accidentally said?